were people just like me who had been drinking for a long time and found out that it didn't work for them anymore.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us.
Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
All right. Hello, hello, everyone. Today on CFRC Live Sessions, I'm joined by Sam the Band, made up of sisters who have been singing together since childhood. The group has been steadily building a name for themselves through open mics, festivals, and community events around Kingston. Their music blends influences from R&B, Afrobeats, neo-soul, pump, and the indie folk, creating a sound that's deeply personal and rooted in storytelling. They're currently taking part in the CFRC Artist Residency, and we are super excited to have them in our studio today. So thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Hi, everyone.
And okay, to start things off, for listeners who might be hearing your sound or your music for the very first time, who are you and how would you describe Sam the Band?
Hi, everyone. So my name is Malobi, and I am one third of Sam the Band, and that's a band that I am in with my sisters, and this started maybe a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure just how many. And we make different kinds of music again because there's three of us. So yeah. I play the harp, I play the piano. Right now I'm exploring a very folky, very indie sound. One of my sisters is a pop artist, practically. And so we blend all of that into different kinds of music. But what Sam the Band is a musical project that three of us make together. So wherever we are in the world, which sometimes is very, very different places, we write songs and we send them to each other for feedback. Mm-hmm. You know, we perform, we're trying to get our music to the streaming and like more mainstream. Right now, for a while we were very focused on like live performances and kind of working on that craft of like performing live as a band and what that sounds like together. So yeah, that's where Sam the Band. I'm Malobi, and I'm very excited to be CFRC.
Well, we are excited to have you.
Thank you.
Super excited. And one thing is, I really love hearing how bands got started. I know you kind of just touched a little bit about that. So you said you've been singing together your whole lives pretty much. So what are some of the earliest memories of making music together?
Oh, what a good question. The band officially started, at the time, three of us lived together in St. John's, Newfoundland, and we went to an open mic, kind of just like, you know, girls out on the town, let's see what's happening. And we walk into the bar, it's mostly empty, but you know, we're together. Once we're together, like, we're having a time, it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. So we're having drinks, you know, having like appetizers, and then the music person walks up to us and he's like, are you artists? Do you do music? And my younger sister is just like, yes, no, we don't. Like, we literally had never like played outside before. We just like harmonize and sing together to our Spotify playlist at home. And my younger sister is just like, yes, we are. And he's like, oh, what's your band name? And she's like, oh, the Three Sisters. Nope, that's not a thing. It's not... And so
just go
with it, exactly. And so we get on stage and we do like a complete a cappella Adele cover, and it was so like, even I was like, girl, looks like we're a band, girl, like
it's official.
It was good. And so like we get invited to like another music event from there, and it kind of just starts to go from there. And you know, you perform in one place and someone one time invited us for a gig and told us, like, oh, somebody on our, like, team mentioned seeing you at the farmer's market. Like,
oh, wow.
Something
yeah.
so random, exactly. So it kind of just catapulted from there.
Yeah.
And so even right now that I live in Kingston, my sisters live in Lagos, Nigeria. We still make music
wow.
as Sam the Band. We perform like their songs here that I wrote, their songs here that, like, Somebi Ayodele, it's an acronym, Somebi Ayodele Malobi. And so Sam the Band. And so I'm very excited to get this music out into the world. It's like such a mix and mashup of things we've mm-hmm. done and loved over the years. And so this, I think, was the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, definitely right place, right time.
Exactly.
For sure.
No,
yeah.
For real.
That's crazy. Yeah. And so obviously you guys are a very musical bunch. So was music always present in your household growing up, or your parents musical?
Music was always present. Now, my parents being musical, on the other hand, I'm not too sure of, honestly.
Yeah.
But they are both, like, big lovers of music.
Yeah.
Like, would play, like they'll be, like, Kenny Rogers.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Michael Bolton. Mm-hmm. And mixed with, like, Nigerian, like High Life, Igbo, Yoruba. Both my parents are from, like, different Nigerian cultures, so
mm-hmm.
that tends to influence, like,
cool.
my sound. I mix, like, there's English, there's Yoruba, there's some Igbo too. It makes for a very interesting blend. But yeah, we all grew up, like, listening to, would, like, do, like, road trips.
Yeah.
And would always have, like,
always have the music,
would,
going.
Like, literally mix CDs for
yeah.
the road trips, and would have, like, you know, those evolved into Spotify playlists named after road trips. But yeah, like.
Wow, that's great. And so one thing that really stands out about your group is that you're sisters, and lots of bands become close over time for sure, but you already definitely have that connection before the music.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think being sisters gives you a unique musical chemistry?
Oh, I definitely think so. Like, the first time we sang together, and the one thing people mentioned was, oh, your voices blend so well together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
I don't think. Like, sometimes people call me and, like, I could pick up the phone and they think it's my sister. Like, well, our voices
wow.
do have some similarities.
Yeah.
There have even been times where I hear one of my sisters, I'm like, is that me? Is that you? Like, whose voice even is that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it definitely does. And I think with Sam the Band specifically, it allows us do our music no matter where our life
yeah.
takes us. Like, we're the best of friends, but we're also sisters, so we always yeah. would eventually find our way back to, like, the same places
yeah.
and the same. I mentioned last year we did one of my sisters is a playwright, so she wrote a musical and we performed it in the New Brunswick Fringe Festival.
Oh, cool.
And it was, like, us as a band
yeah
did the music for this musical that
mm-hmm.
she wrote, and, like, it was just the perfect holiday for the
wow.
three of us.
Yeah.
And while also being, like, the perfect musical opportunity, I couldn't
yeah.
think of something better. And again, that works because we're sisters and we are going to find ways to always come together and do our life, but also our music together.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's great. And you mentioned, so Sam is all of your guys' initials.
Yes.
That's where it comes from. Interesting. Cool. And so, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of your music, and one thing that really struck out to me is how many different influences definitely come together in your music. You blend a lot of R&B, Afrobeats, pop, indie. So how would you describe your sound today? I know you said you're kind of focusing on a little different sound now.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you describe that?
Okay, right now I play the harp, and I have been falling in love with the sound of that instrument
mm-hmm.
and all the different things it can do. Sometimes I play upright, sometimes I, like, tap the bass as a drum. I have kind of gotten to enjoy and become a lot better at that instrument,
yeah.
which is something, like, I bought years ago, and then, like, for some time, unfortunately, it was literally gathering dust. Like, sometimes
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I left it to be so dusty, like, this beautiful. But that's a sound I've been really exploring right now.
Yeah.
Both my sisters are guitarists, and so a lot of times, you know, we kind of blend, like, we're strumming guitar chords, we're mixing that with, like,
mm-hmm.
soft harp melodies, and of course we harmonize over that. And yes, to me it sounds very, like, you know, African folksy.
Yeah.
And there's like high life music.
Yeah.
There's sometimes a bit more Afro beats that like it blends a lot of different things. Sometimes when I'm alone with the harp, sometimes it might be a bit more like softer.
Yeah.
But recently I've been also exploring putting some like EDM effects on top of what that sounds like. So, you know, I'm kind of just doing anything.
That's so cool. Yeah. Well, I know when I think harp, like it's obviously this beautiful melodic sound. So I really like how you kind of transform it and you don't. Yeah. I like the different genres that you can play with harp because usually, you know, it's confined to this one kind of just very melodic, soft sound. But yeah, it's cool how you're using it for different genres and working it like that. So I'm really interested. I'm excited to hear your concert.
Thank you. Super excited.
Yeah. And so every artist has those musicians who's really helped the way they think and definitely influenced them a lot. So who would you say are your biggest influences for your music?
I feel like that changes every month.
I agree.
But
yeah.
Right now, I'm listening to a lot of Florence and the Machine. That's like my jam right now.
Okay.
I'm listening to a lot of... SARS, there's a Nigerian like producer. It's called like SARS.
Okay.
Like it's very like dance melodic music.
Okay.
And you know, I'm really enjoying that. Tradition, like if I say okay, going back, there's the Cavemen, also like Nigerian group. And who else? I love Celine Dion.
Yeah.
I love me some Celine Dion, you know, like I also like, most people won't expect this, but I really like country music too.
Okay.
I listen to, I really enjoy country music. You know.
Well, yeah, definitely a lot of influences there. And I think you can see that through the music because truly you've got so many different genres going on. But yeah, you can definitely see that. And I know you just mentioned a little bit about Nigeria, your Nigerian roots. So are there any Nigerian artists who have particularly have a strong impact on your songwriting or sound? I know you mentioned one artist, but any more you'd like to throw in there?
Definitely. Let me think. Right now, there's Ara Star, who is like she's a young, like hot Nigerian, like pop star. Like she's all over the place.
Yeah.
And she literally just got off like a tour opening up for Coldplay. And Coldplay had been like such a huge like love of music for me, like throughout my childhood. Like, so also just watching like African stars blow up over the last couple years has been like really, really inspiring. There's been Ara Star, Rema, Tyler, Tims, Wizkid. Like these are things that happened in the time that I was a teenager to an adult.
Yeah.
That makes it clear that the music that I make can travel the world and in a way that I hadn't seen. We had heard about more in a way, you know, and then we kind of got to watch a generation of artists can blow up and more continue to do so every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that has just been a wonderful experience as a music listener and enjoyer.
Yeah,
and imagine definitely. Coldplay and Ara Star. Who da thunk?
For sure.
But wonderful.
But it happened.
It happened.
Yeah.
And wonderful.
It's possible. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's so cool. And I know, yeah, you definitely want your music to travel the world. And like you said, your sisters, you and your sisters are kind of placed in different spots of the world. So you probably can, it's kind of more opportunities, I'd say, because you guys are so spread apart and maybe to show your music around the world. So that's great. A unique factor to the band for sure.
We had to transform the way we thought about it from being this weakness that we're in different places because it does tend to feel like that as a band. We can't always just get in the studio and strum it out in one session, you know, like there's only so much FaceTime we can do. But we've kind of gotten to a place where we are beginning to be a lot more comfortable with being separate artists in this band, and we do different things. Like I said, one of my sisters she's a writer, actress. My other sister is like a musician who's also like a computer engineer, like something like that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like so we all do different things and we can't always, you know, be the one physical band that we always hope to be, but that doesn't mean that the sound can't be that. It doesn't mean, you know, we're working with different producers in different places and sending each other stems to like make into these tracks. So yeah. You know, it's fun. I can't believe it's what I do right now. It's fun.
And so I really find the creative process really fascinating between artists. And so your songs touch on everything from heartbreak and joy to growing up and figuring out life. So where do most of your songs begin?
For me, it usually starts with I immediately start like instinctively playing it, but I don't have it. But it immediately starts with like some soft harp chords.
Okay.
Like I kind of play around with it, see what feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I would get stuck on a particular like melody or something. Part of what getting better at knowing and understanding music has done for me is that I'm able to pick up the instrument and I know instinctively what sounds good.
Yeah.
Like that was a big challenge for me as an instrumentalist, and what most of it was like a bit of a knowledge barrier and
mm-hmm.
just like some more time and practice, which I'm glad I got to do over the last, like, that's really been a big focus of mine the past, like, this year. And, you know, we're
mm-hmm.
in June now, which is like halfway through the year, would you believe it? But I've gotten much better at the instrument, and so it allows my sound to like get much better. Even like sometimes I pick up songs I wrote December last year and I pick them up now, and I'm like, I can do more with this instrumental.
Yeah. So are you self-taught with the harp?
Oh, yes, I am.
Wow.
Completely YouTube. Oh, YouTube.
My goodness.
Me and that YouTube. Yes, completely, honestly. I've never had like a tutor. I tried to get one time, but it's not something as like, it's not a guitar or like a piano.
Not
with
as
you.
Successful
yeah,
for
I,
lessons. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't get as many people to learn from, but I did find, and then there's also like, again, it's an expensive instrument.
Yeah.
So when you do find someone who can't, like, they're not going to do it for cheap, and you can't,
for sure.
you can't expect them to.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that also just meant, but I'm getting more excited because the more I do music and, you know, the more I create, also the more money I can make from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more I could invest that into upskilling, because that's really what, like, getting lessons is just investing in yourself as an artist.
Sure.
So I'm looking forward to that, but so far not yet.
So what incredible. Yeah, that's amazing. And so then you would say kind of your music, it starts with your music and then you add the lyrics is your process.
Oh yes,
usually.
I'm so bad with the lyrics. Honestly, so my excuse is that like repetition is not a bad thing. I
mm-hmm.
don't mind if I listen to some songs in languages I don't even understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know what the lyrics are saying, but I am so into the music. And so I'm not, unfortunately, like, I'm literally now like, okay, yeah, I need to get, these songs can't just have the same four lines. I need to write something.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing now. And part of what's great about being in a band is I have a sister who's a writer. I have another sister who also writes songs. So, like, when I get stuck, I'm just like, okay, hey, girls.
Wow.
This is what I have
nice.
So far.
Yeah.
These are some of the notes. This is how I was feeling about how this song could go. Take a stab at it.
Let
Thanks,
me know
girls.
What you think. Yeah.
And yes, so the songs do get lyrics. But me personally, like, a lot of times I get too into the music. I'm like writing layers
mm-hmm.
and layers. And then I'm like, okay, say something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
But yeah. No, it's a fun learning process.
Yeah.
And sometimes now how I've been practicing is I go back to songs I've loved for years. And I actually try to tune more into the lyrics because I'll be listening to like a Hozier song that I've loved since I was a teenager. And I'm like, oh, no, like that was what he said. Like, I'm literally hearing it for the first time. Like, I...
Yeah.
But, yes, yeah, so I'm getting more into, like, the writing part of the music.
Cool.
And I'm enjoying that process, yes.
I love
thankfully,
that.
I have my girls with
nice.
Me.
Yeah, you've got some help.
Exactly.
And so is there one song that you've written that feels especially personal to you, maybe? Because I know a lot of the times when writing music, it can be very vulnerable. So is there one that you're like, wow, this really hit deep for me. This is my song.
Yes, there is. There is. It's called Obimo. I'd like give you the instrumental. But it was one of the first songs I wrote from that like fiddling with the harp and trying to figure out what sounds good. Not, I was completely free. I didn't think of what the song was going to be. I was just playing around with it and like the way I was feeling, which at the time was very like, is very much in love. So I wrote a song around that, and Obimo in Igbo means my heart. And so I kind of just like, as if half of the lyric is just me saying Obimo, like, you know, repetition is not a bad thing.
No, especially when it comes from the heart,
exactly.
You know? Yeah, literally. And of course, writing songs is only part of your journey. Mm-hmm. So eventually those songs definitely have to leave the notebook and they find their way in front of an audience for sure. I know you said you really like performing live, and that's been a big focus in the career so far. So you've played open mics, festivals, events. So over the past couple of years, what are maybe, what have those experiences taught you?
What has those experiences taught me? I would say it is to learn to take things in stride. Yeah, when you do things live, it changes your relationship to the thing. As soon as you do it, it's out there. You don't get to edit it. You don't get to change that. And as somebody who would almost sometimes be like a perfectionist, and not like in the worst way, which is like perfectionism to the point where like nothing gets done. it's kind of taught me to let go of things. There's a musician I really love, Lady Donnelly, and like one time she tweeted, she's like, the song is done. It's done. You've done enough with it. Release it, drop it, it's done. Because you can sometimes get so stuck in the process.
Yeah, it can be hard,
You know, and you have this vision for what it can sound like. And especially like I'm a musician who I see myself as very much in the beginning of my music journey and my music career and what this could become in my life. And so I'm at that stage where like I want my music to sound the way Taylor Swift does in the speaker. It's not gonna do that. I don't have the same experience, the same team, the same like knowledge behind all of that. Do you understand? So it's been getting comfortable with where I am and what that sounds like, and one step at a time. And really that's what I'll say I've learned from all of that. Just okay, it's one day at a time. Sometimes things take years, like, you know, and that's okay. Like, I know how much better I am now than some years back. So that's good.
Yeah. And do you have, like, maybe a favorite performance moment?
A favorite performance moment.
Or maybe, like, favorite venue you like performing at?
Okay, here in Kingston, I love Musiki. I've done, when I first moved here, I went there like right in spring, and the trees were like in bloom. Tree wasn't bloom.
Nice.
It was like white and pink, and it had fairy lights, and I was playing the harp. Like, can you imagine anything more angelic?
Yeah.
so yeah, like that really like
perfect
struck
atmosphere.
The chord. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was at the time when I had just moved here, so I was a bit nervous. I don't really play alone. Like most of the time, I'm like, I'm in a band. Like, I wasn't in a band. It was just me. So it was nice to be in somewhere like comfortable and all of that. But yeah, so.
That's nice. Yeah. Perfect. And okay, so I noticed something in your residency proposal that you want listeners to feel like they're sitting right in the room with you while listening. So what do you think creates that kind of sense of intimacy in your music?
I think right now it is how like raw it is, and at this point I don't care too much for like extra production on top of the sound that I'm making. So I think that just tends to sound a lot more like stripped down. Like, maybe it isn't quite by choice. Like, I have I'm a bit limited as of right now with what I do. I'm still kind of learning a lot of like music production and how to like amplify and do different things with sounds that already I get from my instrument. But again, I'm like an instrumentalist at heart. So I started with the harp, I played the piano. Like when I was in high school, I used to play the flute, I was in an orchestra. Like I sing, but to me that's like, my voice is just another instrument. Like I do play the instruments, exactly. Wow. So I've been trying to get like more into tweaking things with the sound, but right now it still tends to be very like stripped down, raw, like very intimate by virtue of what I am doing, which is just playing some harp chords and singing over it. So yeah, that's
And speaking of the residency, what are you hoping to learn or take away from your time here at CFRC?
I'm hoping to that's a good question, because I actually thought about this yesterday. And what I was thinking of was I want to get more comfortable recording and I've done open mic / small town like small time like events, you know, and one thing I've not really done much of is like recording. And it's one thing to get your like, okay, I can play it and this and that, but how does it actually sound when that playing is captured?
And
that's like a different thing that I've not really been doing too much of. So that's what I'm trying to, I literally was talking like I'm having to upgrade my equipment. I got like an audio interface. I have like 5 different cables in my living room. Like my partner is so kind, because he should be mad. There's like cables everywhere. There's mic stands. There's a loop. I'm just trying to like figure out what more I can do like with recording. And so that's one thing I'm really excited about, being in this space, because this is a space that's made for that. There's so much more to do and play around with. And so I'm excited to see what can come out of that. Yeah, exactly.
And so are we. Super excited. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and just a fun question to kind of end the interview for today. Let's see. If you could open for any artist, who would it be?
Any
artist.
At all. Right now, Florence and the Machine. Like it's kind of an obsession. I missed their concert. Apparently the band came to Toronto and I wasn't there, and I was like, should have been there.
Yeah.
So now it's on my mind.
Well, maybe, maybe you open for them. There's your next shot. Yeah.
Yeah, but exactly. It's, to me, I think I've been really inspired by like that sound, and particularly like blending it with all sorts. So it's interesting.
And then finally, looking ahead a little bit, is there anything you want to mention or kind of plug in for Sam the Band? Anything coming up, events?
Yes. And thank you all for being here. And we are hoping to drop our first single actually next month.
Exciting.
So that's what we're working on. It's really the first thing we would be putting out into the world. So we're excited about it. Also a bit nervous about it. We're like, okay, what's distribution? All these different things.
Yeah.
We've not really done this, but it's been a really enjoyable learning process with my sisters. And we're just excited for people to like follow the... We recently hit like 400 subscribers on... followers on our Instagram. And we're like, 400? Like, what? This started in that empty bar.
Now it's grown.
And we're very excited for it. And like this is like homegrown. Like I literally have people who followed me who was like an Uber driver. I told I do music, and like my uncles are on there. Like friends from different, like my sister's friends from different, like random people I met at music events. And so to us, it's like a testament that that's growing. And the more that we like put out like our sound into the world, and we like drop our covers, and we like have like clips of our performances, and people like are like, oh yeah, go girls, and I'm like, yeah, go girls.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we're very excited.
Yeah,
it's gonna be an interesting year.
Sounds like a lot of exciting stuff happening for you guys. And yeah, thank you so much for coming into CFRC. We are really looking forward to seeing what you produce in the next few days, and your concert, of course, and I'm excited to watch you guys grow. So check out Sam the Band, everyone, and thank you.
Thank you.
You got it.
take me somewhere I can't go. I'm chasing the rainbow. You're somewhere I can't go. You're someone I can't know. Falling down. Ooh. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. You take me somewhere I can't. My mind is running me out. I'm feeling a little bit lost in this world. I'm going down. I'm going down. Ooh. 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 I don't wanna be in pain, but I don't wanna stay away. I just wanna fall in love. I just wanna fall in love. I don't wanna pain. I don't wanna stay away. I just wanna fall in love. I just wanna fall in love. You take me somewhere I can't go. I'm chasing the rainbow. You're someone I can't. You're someone I can't know. Ooh. 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 Oh, oh. You take me somewhere I can't go. My mind is running. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling down. I don't wanna pain. I don't wanna stay away. I just wanna fall in love. I just wanna fall in love. You take me somewhere I can't. I'm chasing the rainbow. You're someone I can't know. You're someone I can't know. I'm falling down. I'm falling
down. Thank you, everyone. That's Chasing the Rainbow / Somewhere I Can't Go, because I haven't decided on a title yet. But yes, that's Chasing the Rainbow / Somewhere I Can't Go by Sam the Band. And this is my first time live performing on the radio, so I'm really excited that you're all here, wherever you are, and tuned in and listening. So thank you for being here. And I have about the next 20 minutes of your listening time, and I hope you enjoy the show. That was an original song. This next one is going to be a cover. This is actually one of my favorite bands. They're called Lord Huron. I think it's one person actually with a band sounding name. But this is pretty much a indie folk classic, like to my generation. It's like a younger classic. Okay. Thank you.
take me back to the night we met. I had all, I had some, now I have none of you. Oh, take me back to the night we met. Oh, take me back to the night we. Oh, take me back to the night that we met.
Cover. That's my version of The Night We Met by Lord Huron. I play the harp, and so I tend to lean into a very slow, casual, like a folky, rhythmy sound. But once in a while, I also do like to switch it up. So this next song, I co-wrote with a producer, which is typically not my writing style, like ever. But in the spirit of trying new things and hopefully loving them, this is You Say by Sam the Band. And you'd hear the DJ, the producer, Boubé. So shout out to Boubé. I'm not a rapper, everyone, but thought of throwing a little freestyle at the end for you. But yeah, this song was written very differently from how I typically do my music. There's no harp whatsoever, but just thought it might be a cool listening experience, you know, throwing something quite different. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. That was You Say by Sam the Band. I think we're about halfway, maybe even more, through my set. The next song is really, really special to me. This song actually my younger sister wrote, and it was about a relationship that you kind of just, it's like, okay, release me, it's okay, I don't want a relationship no more. And the name of the song is Set Me Free. I hope you enjoy it. If I can find it. while I'm still looking for my music, just a little bit about my band. So I'm in a group with my sisters mentioned earlier, and they're both brilliant, brilliant vocalists. And so I'm excited for you to hear this one. Unfortunately, we don't get to actually write too many of our songs together. So like I said, that's one of the things that makes this one a bit special. Okay. I'm on the harp, my sister's on the guitar. We do like three-part harmonies. It's a bit of an upbeat vibe.
I'm locked up now.
We kind of just let the song rock on till we get tired. It very much still exists in the making stage. But we like the beat. But yes, so that's Set Me Free by Sam the Band. And yeah, also a bit different from my typical harp melody sound, but It's one of the kinds of music I'm playing around with, and that's one of the cool things of being in this residency has been that I get the space and equipment to just freestyle and try out new things and see what works, and that kind of came out from that. So, you know, we're excited. And so my last song for the day is an original that is so dear to my heart. This was the first song I feel like I wrote myself, and it's in a Nigerian Igbo high life style. So very repeated motifs. I mentioned already, I have no problem with repetition. So don't ask me where the rest of the lyrics are. Enjoy the vibe. And yes, this is Obimo and featuring me on the harp.
I love you from your head to your toes. Baby, baby, Bami Joe. Bami Joe. Look at you go. Look at you go. Look at you go. My baby, look at you go. I love you anywhere you go. Even when you make me go low. Oh, Bimbo. Cause you're my baby, yo. Mama lady, yo. You are my lover. Oh, Bimbo. Oh, Bimbo. Oh, Bimbo. Oh, Bimbo. Oh, Bimbo. Look at you go, look at you go, look at you go. Thank you. And that's it from me, everyone. Once again, my name is Malobi. I sing with Sam, the band. We are very much at the beginning of our musical journey, and so we are very, very excited that there are people listening and the music's getting out into the world. So thank you for being here. Thank you for spending this last hour with me. Very grateful to you for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of a very beautiful day. Thank you so much. Oh, our Instagram is sam.theband on Instagram. Yes, we're sam.theband everywhere. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Center. Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net. Or send us a message on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Hey, 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 this is Disco Rick. Got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
There's no place like home.
There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place. It's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC.